This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. We are very suspicious here at Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We are on the 365, 24/7 news cycle. And you're riding it, if you know what I mean. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As we said, it just never ends, and guess what is never ending? Is the Mueller, and struck situation. I mean, this thing is becoming a bigger and bigger mess as they are starting to drip the memos. Yeah, the memos, the text messages and so on that came from Strzok into his paramour, if you will. All this stuff is starting to flood out. The big memo dump is starting to happen. And it's going to be a big noose around Mueller's neck. I told you that the greatest rope salesman in the world is Donald J. Trump. And naturally, it was a wonderful opportunity and opening and everything when the Mueller investigation began. You see, when you think it's all so negative, you just realize that Donald Trump has all of a sudden pulled the hat trick, pulled the rabbit out of the hat, and says, hello, surprise, you have a rope around your neck. And that's exactly the way it's working out for Mueller, and with so many that are connected to this. This Lisa Page, Boyan McCabe. I mean, this thing is just going to rattle around the world. There are so many things that have come out from this, and having a little bit of knowledge about the memo itself, I can tell you it is just beginning. We're going to be talking about that and a lot more. Columbus Day to Indigenous People, a day in Liberal City. We're going to be talking about that a little bit. I know, just random, you know, Cristobal Colom, as they call him in Barcelona, Spain. We're going to be talking about that one. Anyway, there is just so much going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, Paul at A21R.com. That's Paul at A21R.com. Like I said, there's just so many things going on. Welcome aboard. Day of Grievance. Yesterday was the first day of grievance for New California to grieve the state of California, the government of California. And there were two deliberate readings. We also went viral in the social media from San Joaquin County. So San Joaquin County, Contra Costa County, and Sutter counties of California read their, well, declaration of grievance. Grievance number one was read, and we'll get into that in the third hour. Well, you'll hear from the readers, being one of them. I think it was an exceptional day. It really was. Had a few people out there to hear it and participate in it out there in front of the courthouse in Sutter County, California, yesterday. And three more counties will join the fray next Tuesday. So just get ready for that one. Grievance number two. We are going to grow by three more. So we'll have six counties harmonizing grievance number two. And pretty soon, you know, we're going to have 40-some counties harmonizing the grievances. Okay, so California, yeah, there it goes. In New California, here we come. All right, so anyway, let's get back down into this this whole thing that is going on with... I'm sorry. Again, I have been distracted momentarily by a shining object, and it's the top of Jerry Brown's head. Chuck DeVore, why is Golden State addicted to high tax insanity? Well, we'll get into that one. That's something that came across the little screen here, and I was looking at it. But this whole deal that is developing with Mueller, and all of the rest of the folks is something that... Is really, you cannot avoid this. You really can't avoid this. This is really the national, where was this one from? This was from the Daily Caller, was it? The Daily Caller, in jaw-dropping text, Peter Strzok expressed concern about joining Mueller team. Okay. That is from the Daily Caller this morning. Listen, there's a gazillion of these out there. A gazillion of these out there. Says the FBI's top agent on the Trump-Russia investigation sent a text message last year that one top Republican senator says suggests he saw no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion. Say hallelujah, brother. Of course, this is exactly what we would say. But now this is now coming out, and even apparently to this. Let's get into this. This is Strzok, Peter Strzok, saying this. Now, remember, he was the FBI agent who was assigned to the Mueller investigation. Clearly, he and his paramour, another FBI agent, lawyer, Lisa Page, were avid Trump haters. So, you know, why not have the avid Trump FBI haters investigate Trump, right? Of course, that makes all the sense in the world. If you're a totalitarian, you want to destroy Donald Trump. So it says the text message, which was sent by Peter Strzok, is jaw-dropping, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said. The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee said in a radio interview on Tuesday. It says, in an interview with WISN Milwaukee radio host Jay Weber, Johnson read aloud a May 19, 2017 text that Strzok sent to Lisa Page, the paramour. An FBI lawyer and his mistress. I'm sorry. You know, this is the stupidity of these left people. They are so ensconced, and they were so ensconced in their belief system. They felt that they could get away with anything. It's always this way with totalitarians. They always overplay their hand. You know, I haven't said that in a long time, but I was saying that for years. God, I can't believe it, years. When we first started at Agenda 21 Radio, because the left always overplays, always. And the house of cards comes tumbling out. That's the way it is. I used to go through this little tirade that there is no mortar to hold the bricks, if you will. Or actually, there's no glue to hold the cards in the house of cards together. They just put it up there with no glue. There's nothing there. There's no there to keep it all stuck together. So as a result, when you have just one little card or one little brick that's not glued, not cemented, guess what? It all comes tumbling down, and that's what we're seeing right here. They always overplay their hands because they are so confident, and they know everything, and you just are you're just smearing people out there. You don't know anything. They know everything, and they're going to be in charge of everything. So that's what happens, the arrogance of power, if you will. It says, Strzok wrote, "You and I both know the odds are nothing. If I thought it was likely, I'd be there, no question. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern that there is no big there. He must listen to Agenda 21 radio. Or, you know, that there comment came from a friend of a friend of a friend in Sacramento. That whole there's no there. Yeah. I actually meant the person who kind of created that little term. Johnson said that the text referred to the Mueller investigation, which had kicked off 2 days earlier. Strzok joined that team, but was removed in July after the Justice Department's Inspector General discovered his anti-Trump text exchanges with Page. It says, as the FBI's deputy counterintelligence chief, Strzok was picked in July 2016 to oversee the investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government. And prior to that, he was a top investigator on the Clinton email inquiry. Oh, no wonder that went nowhere. Okay. They knew that there was no there, but they continued through it. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this. What does that mean? Who's colluding with who? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, it's another one of those bright and sunshiny days. Not really. It's in the bowels of winter. Time to go out and prune the vines, if you know what I mean. Okay, so Mueller going nowhere. I love it to death. And, of course, what's going to happen is we're going to have all these people that are under indictment. Again, the big mystery. Where is Hillary? Where is Barack Hussein Obama? It's really funny. Some of my sources, who shall be nameless, I think I've talked about this before. One of them, I don't even know his name. It's going on 7 years that we have been communicating on a very regular basis as sort of our deep state. The individual is always right. Always. They're just always right. So I don't know his name. I don't know her name. I don't know anybody's name. I'm clueless about this person. I'm just absolutely clueless. So, you know, sometimes when we can, I call him Bob or I call him Roger. Just pick a name. We laugh. But, the stuff that we talk about is very, very serious stuff. And we bring it to you. And, you know, it's all about the deep state people. It has been. It's always been about them. But, They've been very coy about this whole thing. They have been giving me disinformation, and I've called them out on it. I said, this is not right. You don't do that to me. He said, well, it's all right. I said, no. So you got to be upfront about this. So this is what I know. Well, first of all, they gave me a foil about Obama and his location, and I said, nah, not buying that. So anyway, I think I'm just going to tease you a little bit with this. They're not around, and we're not hearing from them for a reason. And I think I'm going to leave it at that. It's kind of like the old Roger, Bob, whatever the person's name is, or Carol, or Alice, or whatever. I'm just going to leave it at that. They're not around, and they're not being heard for reasons that are of national import. Let's put it that way. I'll leave it at that. So that's why you don't hear from them very often. In fact, you don't hear from them at all. Isn't that amazing the way that works? So that would tell you that there's something up. Hello? Even to the liberals who are the supporters of these people, there is something up. Now, here's the deal. If we come out and we say, they're all under arrest and they're down there in Gitmo just enjoying life, and you know, everything that happened at the Atlanta airport is true, and you know, there was a big shuffling of people. What would that do to the nation? What would happen? You'd probably have polarization. You'd probably have people freaking out. You'd probably definitely have revolts in the streets, probably. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think there would be. I think they need to come clean and say, what are these people? But this is going to be a situation where they're going to roll it out and continue to drip the scenarios out so that we can educate the public as to the high crimes and misdemeanors of these folks. Now, if you know what I mean. So, in other words, we've got to educate the public that there's something terribly wrong with these people and what they've done, and the criminal acts that they have and the mess that they've created, and the extent by which all this behavior is being called out is, it's drawn in the history behind all this stuff. I mean, hundreds of years of history that's going to be exposed. As to why it's so poignant today for it to come out is, it's the end of an era. An end of an era, but the beginning of a new era. Listen, I know I'm talking a little cryptically here, but you know, I just feel it necessary to come out with this stuff because nobody else is talking about it. And things are going to, the world is going to change. There is absolutely no doubt that in the next 6 months to a year, the world is going to definitely change about its, about what goes on, the knowledge base about history. There's going to be shape-shifting that's going to be going on. And that will all explain why these people are missing right now. You can't see them. You can't find them. They're gone, kaput. Well, I wouldn't say kaput yet, but they're gone. They're not in the mainstream media of thought. Now, somebody says, oh, well, we saw David Letterman on in Obama. I think that was a taped show from months back, maybe September, October. Hello, everybody. It's January now. In fact, it's the 24th of January. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So I'm just throwing out some thoughts. I just had to do it because I think it's very important and it's very, very timely about what's going on right now with all these things that are happening with Mueller. Jaw-dropping revelations. Jeez, what is this? Jeez. Jaw-dropping revelations about the Mueller team. I want to read to you some of these things. Wait, oh, let me. I think we actually have the best print on this article about these comments and things like that. So we can get back into this Mueller thing, and we can understand what is going on here. This is a really, I think, a really some catchy little things. You know, I didn't realize I should know these things. But how do you text some 50,000 messages back and forth? How do people do that? I mean, in a short period of time. Now, it says here, this is we actually have the copies of the text on Agenda 21 Radio, so you can actually see them, and we got other links to it, so you can actually see what these jaw-dropping revelations are, okay? It says here that, in other words, Peter Strzok, who was the FBI Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Division, the man who had a plan to do something because he just couldn't abide by Donald Trump being president, is saying that his gut sense is that there's no big there when it comes to the Mueller Special Counsel investigation. This is from Johnson, I think his name is. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, said that. The text message was included in 400 pages of text messages exchanged. How do you do 400 pages? Between Strzok and Page, the lawmakers have started reviewing the trove of documents for evidence of anti-Trump and pro-Clinton bias. Johnson also addressed the revelation late Friday that the FBI failed to preserve 5 months' worth of text messages exchanged between Strzok and Page. A Justice Department official told Johnson's committee and 5 other congressional panels that the misconfiguration issue caused many FBI-issued mobile devices to not back up the Bureau's servers. Uh-huh. Since the FBI said it does not have text messages for Strzok for that period of time, from December 14, 2016, and May 17, 2017, the day that Mueller was appointed. You can see this now. Obviously, something's going wrong there. Says Johnson said that Congress needs to see the missing text messages because Strzok and Page were completely unguarded in their communication. None of this was protected stuff. I'm telling you, I have a system on my phone. It's the same system that Trump used for his campaign, in which there's no emails, no text messages, nothing. No conversations recorded. That's called the DEF system. And, of course, nothing comes out of my phone. But this is the kind of thing. They didn't even have this technology, and they still don't. So they're still wide open, in my opinion. That's a little gambit of information. This is a case which will be in the history book, Strzok wrote to Page in one text, adding that it is, was or may be the most important case of our lives. Really? I bet so. That was a May 19th text to his paramour, the lover. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Looking, digging, obsessing over trying to find something and have yet to find anything. In fact, a CNN reporter actually admitted over the weekend that when you talk to people about Russia, and that's all we talk about at CNN basically, they say they don't care because it doesn't have any effect on their lives. Frankly, this administration, we've said it time and time before, there was no collusion, there's nothing to it, we're ready to move on. Clearly the American people are, and my guess is some of you are probably tired of talking about it as well.
All right, so there you have Sarah Huckabee Sanders during her press briefing yesterday. And if you take a look at what it says in the Washington Post today, talking about how the president would like to be, Robert Mueller would like to interview the president, it's about a line of questioning that doesn't have to do with Russia for the most part.
Well, we think, but who knows what Robert Mueller is actually thinking. And also, they did interview the first cabinet member in the attorney general, who's one of the first to jump on board the Trump train as a supporter.
All right, let's bring in Tommy Lahren. She's a Fox News contributor waking up early in California for us. Hey, Tommy, great to see you. What do you make of Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying, you know, all the media, you're obsessed with Russia. I wish you would take that same fervor, that same obsession, and focus on what Democrats have done, what's happening at the FBI, these text messages.
First of all, I'd like to say, isn't Sarah Huckabee Sanders
amazing. If we're going to applaud women, we had the Women's March this past weekend. You know what? If these women really want to march for someone, they should march for someone like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, first Momdy press secretary. She handles this media perfectly. But to your first point about the mainstream media and their obsession with Russia, if they weren't obsessed with Russia and some sort of collusion that has zero evidence, then they would actually have to talk about the accomplishments of this president, and they don't want to do that. So they have to focus on this, or they would have to talk about the real collusion story that's happening, unfolding before our very eyes. And again, they're not going to do that.
Sure. And Tommy, I think what you're talking about is what's going on at the FBI. How did they lose 5 months worth of text messages? What did they do? You know, ultimately, what are they doing with the lovebirds there? Apparently, they're still working at the FBI as well in different departments. But that's the real collusion. And you don't see them talking about it on other channels other than this one.
Isn't it funny how, you know, certain sides of the political aisle, they usually have things that go missing in to their benefit? The IRS scandal, Hillary's emails, now these text messages. I'm sorry, something stinks here. And yes, again, they should be talking about these things. These things are very real. They're in front of our face. We can see it unfolding, and we're covering it here on Fox News. But the other mainstream media networks, they're not going to cover it because it makes them look terrible for focusing on the Trump-Russia narrative and not focusing on this. And again, if they had to actually tell the truth, it would implicate President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and President Obama's FBI, and they do not want to do that. It would invalidate everything they've been saying for the last year, and they do not want to look silly, so they won't talk about it.
You know, fascinating development as the NFL just coming off its biggest ratings, I think, since last year's Super Bowl with the Jaguars game, and the Patriots played them and beat them in the fourth quarter. That played a lot into it. And the NFL back with some controversy. They've rejected, evidently, an AmVet ad that would have emphasized the need to stand for the national anthem, and vets being American veterans. Their decision, the NFL's decision, this is a celebration of football. What's your reaction to them rejecting that ad?
Isn't it sad that it has now become too political or too controversial to ask Americans to stand for the American flag? That used to be a given. That used to be something that all Americans were proud to do, regardless of political affiliation, race, gender. That used to be a given, and now it's not. And we have the NFL in part to thank for that. And when they say that they don't want this game to be too political, are you kidding me? What have they done for the last two seasons? They've bent over backwards for activist groups and spit in the face of patriotic Americans, veterans, and our military, and now they don't want to be too political? Give me a break.
But the Super Bowl is oftentimes one of the most patriotic pregames ever, with the flyover and the flag, and they usually have the military. I think they would have done a great job just to let the ad run, because they say they can't control the players. They also could say, hey, this is a reputable organization we're proud of. Maybe we don't love the ad, but they should have just let it run and avoided the criticism.
Well, the NFL has made it clear that they do not stand for patriotic Americans anymore. They stand to bow down to activist groups. And so now they're viewing this. It's funny how they're so picky and choosy with what flies and what doesn't. If you remember last year and past years, there have been ads that have run in the Super Bowl, Budweiser being another one, 84 Lumber being the second, that have advanced anti-Trump messages, pro-immigrant messages that were very political in nature. But apparently that was okay. But standing for the flag, respecting the flag, and the anthem, now that's too political. Again, give me a break.
All right. You live in a liberal state, what's known as a liberal state. In fact, I read an article that Democrats now want to tax any profits that you would make after the tax returns or tax form. So let's talk about your state. You go out on the street and you talk to people in Hollywood, right, about President Trump. What was the reaction? We want to watch this and then we'll talk to you about it. Okay, Tommy?
What do you think about the first year?
I think it's really great. I kind of back him up. I mean, some of the things he says, or we're not on Twitter, I don't necessarily agree with all the time. But for illegal immigration, I totally back him up.
I think everybody's pretty convinced that it was a failure this year.
I think he's an answer to prayer.
Have you always voted Republican?
No. First time.
Why is that?
Donald Trump, I wanted a change. Donald Trump was going to bring it to this country. Obviously, he's doing it.
I'm honestly really happy, and I'm really looking forward to the next 3 years.
Huh, not what
Where'd
I
you find them?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is more to that. We definitely encountered some other folks that were not as happy about President Trump. But I got to tell you guys this. You know, I moved to California from Dallas, Texas, of course, a much more conservative place. But I do have to tell you, as I've been telling Sean for the last 3 weeks, there are conservatives here. There are proud Trump supporters here. Even in West Hollywood, we found so many. We almost had to turn away the Trump supporters because we kept getting the same answer. It was actually sometimes hard to find people that didn't like this president. And that was in West Hollywood, of all places. Don't let the liberals fool you. There are conservatives here, and they are diverse.
All right. Tommy Lahren, thank you very much for joining us live today from Hollywood.
Well. See, I run this for two reasons. One, that, the media and how they're manipulating everything relative to the investigations, and there's no there. Now, what are they going to do? Where are they going to turn to? And, of course, they can't say anything positive about Donald Trump. But the bigger takeaway from this is the last part. And Tommy Lahren is exactly right. I can tell you I have been a barometer. I have been an absolute barometer of people who have been calling in about New California. Now, this is the interesting thing about it. I get nothing. I mean, I think I've told you this story. I'm going to tell you again. After last Monday's Declaration of Independence Day, we had 178 calls. That were picked up, recorded, or we charted. In 176, were absolutely ecstatic, over the top, happy. And then the next day, 245, and then 280. The next, and they're all in that category. I think maybe of the days that we've had people calling in and everything ever since the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to tell you, I think that you'd have to say 95% of those calls, just based on the numbers that we have here, are in support of this and the president, New California and the president. It is unbelievable. And this portion, and the reason why I ran this, was to prove that to everybody that there are, out here in California, a lot of conservatives, and they're really ticked. And they're not going to take it anymore. You know, a lot of people have been sort of convinced that the conservatives just don't exist in California. That is not the case. That's why New California is exploding. We're exploding, getting more and more people, more and more counties. We're going to be signing up another 12 counties here shortly. We're going to be at 45 counties. No, 58. Anyway, let that one sink in. We got a break coming up. We come back. Another segment coming up. We're going to sort of close out the national scene here and get it a little bit in this next hour. And then we're going to be talking about New California and a whole bunch of other things out there as well. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed.
That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, damage control for Schumer and the Democrats. And I think that when 2018 is over with and the elections are, the midterms are done, you're going to see it's going to be a resounding victory for the Republicans for a number of different reasons. So you're going to have the ripening of the economy and the tax breaks and so on are going to really be settled in. Businesses are going to start to bloom and shine and all that good stuff. It's just going to be, I think, really a wonderful time going forward. So we have a long ways to go. We have a lot of things happening that we have to kind of, you know, shed our skins of. So where does it go here for Schumer and so on and the Democrats? This is kind of where we're getting at right now. The Trump, this is a comment, apparently what happened with Chuck E. Schumer, is that he, Donald Trump calls him Crying Chuck. Yeah, Crying Chuck, Crying Chuck, Crying, C-R-Y-I-N, Chuck. Says, Trump fires back at Schumer, who pulls offer to support barrier along U.S.-Mexico border. Get it? Says, the president blasted the top Democrat, labeling him Crying Chuck before tweeting, Schumer fully understands, especially after his humiliating defeat, that if there is no wall, there is no DACA. Gee, they didn't get DACA right now, and the wall is progressing, by the way. They're still doing some things for the wall. It says, Media Buzz says, a rare media win for Trump as Schumer gets slammed over shutdown. 2020 Dems play to the base by voting to extend government shutdown. We won't let him sleep. DACA supporters protest outside of Schumer's home. Better for them than us, right? Let's see what we have here on this one. This is from, this is Fox Insider. So let's see what we've got here. Here we go. Oh, yes, we've got some Facebook business going on. Let's see what we got from Facebook here for Schumer, Schumer, Schumer. You know, they always like.
We won't let him sleep. Trump will let him scream. We won't let him sleep.
Segments, but liberal. Well, there you go. So this is what they were doing last night. While all of us were in sleep mode, when we were in bliss, sound asleep, said a minority leader, Chuck Schumer. was on the receiving end of the protest, the amnesty protest Tuesday night, according to the video and other reports. They were outside his home doing that, keeping him, of course, awake. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? The protesters repeatedly met at nearby Grand Army Plaza and marched southward to his home. And then, wow, though the plaza, it's huge. There's a lot of people here. No. And, you know, better his house than mine, right? Or yours. This is too good. This is just so ripe for, it says, pass a clean Dream Act today. What about dreams for citizens of the United States of America? See, it seems that we have dashed those dreams, right? Or at least they'd want to dash those dreams. And, of course, we're going to keep it very much alive here in New California. Okay, so Facebook page. Okay, yep, that's it. That's gone. Then Howie Kurtz had something to say. We're just going to play just a tad of this right now real quick.
Media reach a consensus on a major political controversy like the government shutdown. But we have one now that the dust has settled, and that is that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats got their butts kicked. And this is not just in the news stories or the TV segments, but liberal commentators, liberal columnists are sticking it to Schumer and his party. For example, you open up the New York Times op-ed page, and there's a piece by liberal columnist Michelle Goldberg, and the headline is, Schumer sells out the resistance. Talking Points Memo, well-known left-wing site. Put this headline on its website, on its homepage. The face of retreat, that face belonging to Senator Schumer, saying he's becoming a punching bag. So what actually happened? Look, the conventional wisdom, and I probably shared it heading into the possible shutdown, was that ultimately President Trump and the Republicans would get the lion's share of the blame. One, because the press, not that sympathetic to the president, but more importantly, because they control everything in Washington. So how could they escape the blame? For the government having to shut its doors, millions of workers being furloughed and so forth. And I think Schumer calculated that he had a popular issue on his side, because not only do polls show that almost 9 in 10 people, so this kind of cuts across party lines, support some kind of deal to allow the nearly 800,000 Dreamers to remain in this country. President Trump has spoken sympathetically about the Dreamers, a bill of love. He wants to do something for the Dreamers. But, you know, it's a political negotiation. He wants things in exchange, such as funding for the border wall and to chain migration and other immigrations.
Just a few minor requests from Donald Trump in the negotiations going on. So here we have it now. This is why I say the setup going into 2018 looking really, really good for the Republicans, conservatives, I should say, and certainly, well, I think it's also a very good time. I'm not too sure people are going to disagree with me on this, to get rid of those Republicans. And you know who I mean. Let's get the rumor mill going. You know, the ones that are just really not in line with everybody else. Or, you know, say hallelujah, brother, they're going to be coming in line with everybody else because we're winning, 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 right? That's the sort of thing. Okay, another little ditty, though, I want to put out here right now is that we are going to start a letter-writing campaign to the White House. And we'll give you all the addresses and everything. New California is, and we're going to ask everybody who wants a New California to be formed to write a letter to President Trump, Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, saying, yes, we need New California. That's basically all you need to say. We need, we want New California. Support New California. President Trump, support New California. Those are the kind of messaging things. It has to be a letter, though. It has to have a postage stamp on it and sent to the White House, and we'll give you the addresses and so on going forward. See, this, we might as well just win, right? Winning, winning, winning. And then all of a sudden, the world will be better. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
One, 0. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Now, newcaliforniastate.com is our sister website, and please go there, check out any information. If you want to get a hold of me there, you can message me through the contact. I get those emails all the time. The contact form at the very bottom of the front home page, you can do that. All right, so we're going to come back here. We're going to be talking about, what else is going on in the real world? I'm still kind of curious, and I might bring this back up. Where is Obama? Where is... I just hate doing this, right? What about Debbie Wasserman Schultz? What about Debbie Wasserman? And what about Javier Becerra's involvement with the Debbie Wasserman Schultz IT gate business? What about that? Don't you think it's rather odd that these people are not around? And John McCain, I know he's got cancer surgery complications and chemotherapy and all that stuff, but where are these folks? I'm going to leave you at the end of this hour, as we started with the beginning of the first hour, wondering where these folks are. Well, we have a clue. We have a clue, and I've been sort of dropping them to you. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com, or sister website, which is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and press that donate button. It's working, by the way. It is working. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional. Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.